It's the Sky Show from the family reunion. And please welcome from my family, Chris Paul.
What's up? Tom Joyner.
Chris Paul.
Please tell me. Yes. I did not hear what I think I heard this morning.
What's that?
I did not hear you say on the Fantastic Voyage, NWA will have a reunion on your ship.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
NWA.
That's right.
Doing F the police at sea. We're going to be the first cruise ship pulled over by the cops. Even Colin Kaepernick will stand up for that set. You better book your cabin now. How's everybody doing?
Chris Paul.
Where are my big and beautiful people? Where are my plus size people? Let me see your sweat towel. Let me see your sweat towel. Fat people, you know we always carry a sweat towel. Anytime you're talking to a fat person, what? Sweat is rolling down the crack of their ass. I'm making spring water in my drawers right now. Derriere. But I'm telling you what, Tom, I'm thinking about going on a diet. I'm thinking about going on a diet. Yesterday, a woman came up to me and said, ooh, you look just like my aunt. What the hell? Like your damn aunt. Time to do some push-ups. I see the ladies are looking beautiful. Hey, ladies. You ladies take care of yourselves. Fellas, we've got to be like these women. We have got to go get regular checkups. That's why women outlive men. You ladies want to know when something's wrong with your bodies, right? Especially when something's wrong with your stuff. Oh, when something's wrong downtown, y'all don't mess around. You go right to your OBGYN. And fellas, we have no idea what that stands for. I asked a brother yesterday, I said, excuse me, man, what's OBGYN? He said, old broad got yeast now. You ladies are always maintaining what's going on down there. Tom, these ladies do exercises. Did you know that? They do these Kegel exercises. Some of them are doing it right now and squeeze and pop and squeeze and snap and work that middle. I call it Zumba for the Woomba. And you ladies that aren't doing Kegel exercises are going to catch up to you. You're going to get loose down there. Have to put a chip clip on it. That's right, I said chip clip. Man, it's so good to be around beautiful black people this weekend at the family reunion. Yeah. It is. Because this election has got us stressed out, doesn't it? It's got us hating our neighbor. We realize we don't have no cool white coworkers, do we? You, Bob? Bob, you voting for Trump? I had you at my cookout, Bob. I'm glad the Democrats have finally got their act together. We had the damn convention. Hillary Clinton is now the nominee for President of the United States, the first woman. I was glad to see that happen because I was tired of watching her and Bernie go coast to coast arguing over who loves Negroes the most. And apparently Hillary does. But Donald Trump, oh my God. The only people that piss me off more than Donald Trump are these black pastors for Trump. You seen these clowns?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
Reverend Mark Burns. Uh-huh. Daryl Scott. They will say anything to cover for Trump and use the name of Jesus, right? Donald Trump loves the family. He loves the family so much, he got married 3 times. Jesus didn't get hung on a cross. That's a T for Trump. If you think about it, Donald Trump is greater than Jesus. Jesus, yeah, he could turn water into wine, but he was a terrible businessman. He could have sold that wine. Vote for Trump. Black pastors for Trump. Bunch of clowns, a bunch of serpents. Man, the women are beautiful. I think my wife is supporting Donald Trump. I got in bed last night. She built a wall out of pillows and blankets. So I couldn't get to her. And I got to shout out all the ladies I see, some sexy ladies who like to wear their legs hairy. You seen the hairy-legged women walking around town?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you at? Where my lady Chewbacca's at? Come on, where you at? I'm a Star Wars fan. And if they don't shave the legs, they don't shave anywhere else. Fellas, when they wear panties, it looks like James Harden wearing a surgical mask. But let me tell you, no, 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 really. In all seriousness, my time is up. But look, in all seriousness, I know you came here with your family to be with your family, but never forget that we as black people are one big family. So don't just stay in your own little cocoon this weekend. Get out, mix and mingle, hug people you don't even know. Let your children play with other people's children. The children have been good around here, right? I haven't seen no ass whipping so far. But you know, we as a black people, we do not whip our kids like we used to get it. But there is still one guaranteed butt whipping that every black child will get in their lifetime. You know what that is? That ass whipping for telling the cashier at the buffet their real age. We all gonna get that ass whipping. My name is Chris Paul. God bless y'all. Enjoy the rest of the Sky Show.
Oh,